sanity behind him.
Sanity, it makes you focused and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, please.
My name is Bavish, and my relationship with the Holy Name is quite weak.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to develop it and make it stronger.
You're at the right place, we hope. Yes.
My name is Bavish, and my relationship with the Holy Name is try more attentively.
My name is Sanjay. My relationship with the Holy Name, I'd like Krishna to help take my pain away.
Acha, to help to take the pain away, yes. Yogesh, yes. Okay. Yes. Okay, so here we will hope to give you some inspiration. Yes. Vinay. Other workshop. Yes, Maharaji, please. Hare Krishna.
My name is Queenie.
Queenie? No.
Poini.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
I don't really have a relationship with Krishna as yet, but I really enjoy Kirtan and I hope to have a relationship.
Yeah. Thank you, Poini.
Hare Krishna, my name is Seema. I experience a lot of happiness when I hear the reading. My name is Yatra, and I'm chanting the Holy Name. Makes me free.
Makes you free? Oh, wonderful.
This is Hare Krishna Maharaj. My name is Sattva, and my relationship with the Holy Name has ups and downs.
It has ups and downs like any relationship. Yes. Radhika wants to chant more. Oh, wonderful. It works. Yes. Yes. Nasha,
yeah.
Wonderful.
My relationship with the Holy Name makes me feel happy and lively.
Happy and lively. Oh, yeah. Krishna. Has everyone chaired?
Hare Krishna. I'm Mahima. And my relationship with
Wonderful. Peace, God. I think as we go into this workshop now, we will feel a lot of peace. Mm. My own experience in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra can best be described as a journey. It started when I was 15 years old, like some of you here, and now I'm elderly, I'm approaching immortality. And it has been a journey, the most fascinating journey, which took me to different stations. Yes, sometimes I was struggling to remain concentrated. Sometimes I am still struggling. But what I have noticed during the journey, that I have met the ultimate friend. I can understand when Prabhupada was asked what he feels when he chants, that this also has become true to me. Prabhupada was asked by a journalist, what do you feel actually when you chant? And he said, I feel no fear. All anxieties, worries, insecurities about our future, gone. We are safe. We have arrived. We are home. We are with the best and most powerful friend, with Krishna. So I would like to start this Japa workshop by giving you an experience of sound vibration, which is quite, which will talk on its own. I think many times when we chant, we don't really experience the power of sound. And that's why we are slightly unconcentrated and go from the experience. So for this, I request you to sit tall. Tall means jup. Enter our first experience. Let me request you to first of all exhale very long. Get it all out. Breathe in very deep. Again, exhale very long. This is a very easy pranayama, which gets our mind into the cooperative word. Now, as you are ready, slowly close your eyes and continue to breathe. No one should die here. Imagine your body to be like a temple, which has a floor, a middle section, and a dome. Where you sit at the present moment, that would be the floor of the temple, the grounding. And it is there where we concentrate our attention and place the sacred syllable Ram. I will chant the syllable once alone and then thrice or three times with all of you. Focus your attention on the ground where you are sitting, and I will say Ram one time alone, and then we will do it all together. Ram. Deep inhale. Ram. Now in the temple of sound and come to the heart area. It is there where we place the sacred syllable Ram 4 times. Our attention goes to the heart area. In the temple of sound, it's that space, so to say, in mid-air. I will chant once alone and then we will all chant together. And please make sure that you inhale very deeply and that you can immerse yourself in the chanting. Go into the ocean of sound, please. One time alone and then 4 times together. To the ocean, deep, deep in the ocean of sound. Corresponds to the area of our head. And our task is to fill this area with the divine syllable Ram. We will totally go into the experience of sound. In fact, we will lose ourselves in the sound to find ourselves anew. I will chant 1 time alone and then we will chant 5 times together. Please make sure of 2 things. Deep inhales, that is for the body, lipat, and then deep absorption or immersion in this wonderful experience of divine sound. Ah. Stay in this somewhat meditative state, but we will now chant 6 times Gauranga. For this we will raise our hands high in the sky. I will chant 1 time alone and then we will chant together. Make sure that you chant in the mood of taking full shelter, surrender, calling for help. Gauranga. Give it all you got. Gauranga. And 2 more. Gauranga. Gauranga. And 1 more with all strength. Gauranga. You can bring your arms down if you have not done so. How did you feel when you try to experience the sound? A few quick shows of hands. Yes.
Very peaceful.
Peaceful, yeah, very peaceful. Yes.
Some vibration
was going through the body. Energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a sound vibration, it's an energy. Mm-hmm. You felt almost like... Yes, you were almost floating, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And yes?
Less negative energy.
Less negative energy. It's like cleaning the consciousness, yeah? It's amazing if we actually surrender to the experience of sound vibration, if we really let it act on us, it's a certain power, it's undeniable. See, most of the time we chant and the sound vibration is somewhere here, but our mind is out in the world, in Madrid or London or America. Or sometimes it's just in nobody's land. It's a little dull. Huh? So on this, in this Japa retreat, this Japa workshop, we will learn
how to be totally present to the experience of divine sound. And you will see this evening that it will make a profound difference in how you chant. I would like to show you
would you like to help me? I have to speak up. I would like to show you the three dimensions of sound. Can you all see? Who of you has gone to the temple in Sri Rangan? Wonderful experience, isn't it? When? A few years ago or? Last year. Oh yes. When you visit that temple, you have to pass through three gates. Oops. I'm really very bad in painting. It's like there is a vault in the area. This was built to protect the deity from invaders who would sometimes destroy temples and also desecrate the altar. So you go through one gate. They can close also the gate if they want. Then you come to another wall with another gate. Do you remember, Mataji, how the gates are called in South India? Gopuram. Gopuram. Huh? Then you still go deeper. You have to go there. Oops! I'm so bad at painting. It's a scandal. And then you come to the temple. Let me see if I can make this nicer. Yeah. And in the temple, you find the deity waiting. So in chanting, or in this workshop, I would like to bring you to the deity, to Radha and Krishna. And we will do this by entering deeper and deeper and deeper into this secret of sound vibration. Are you ready for this? It's very serious work, which we will do. We will do a journey like anything. So first we will start on the first level, the level of, what is this?
Body.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then we will go one, we will chant on another level, on a deeper level. Anyone has an idea where the chanting can take place on a deeper level?
Mind.
The mind, you know everything. Wonderful. And then we will go through the gate of the mind and enter the third level. Who can imagine what that would be? Soul? Heart. Heart, yes. This was a British man speaking. The heart, hot. Dobro. So we will go from body, mind, heart, and then now listen to this very carefully. Then we will come to the core, to the inner area of the mantra. And here is the secret you absolutely need to know. There is absolutely no technique which forces or induces Radha and Krishna to reveal themselves. See, the inner core or the real essence of the holy name is the divine couple Radha and Krishna. But you can't force them by a technique to reveal themselves. But as you engage body, mind and heart in the chanting, which is of the holy name, which is not different, you know, the holy name, which is not different from Radha and Krishna, you will actually see and experience how Radha and Krishna become so pleased that one day, as you chant, they will be there and say, this is how we are. Like this. My dear devotees, they will say, we have heard you chanting. We have seen your efforts. This is how we are. They will stand next to you. But that is because they have opened the door from the inside. You know, there are doors which we can't open. This is the last door which Krishna has to open. But we can already come and sit before the deepest secret of the divine sound vibration of the holy name and then wait for the Lord to reveal himself. Okay? So we will now go through the gate of the body, the mind and the heart. Are you ready? It's a very serious journey. After this, you will all be pure devotees.
Ooh, it's getting dramatic. Let me just put my seat here. If I would be Makanlal, I would say, I'm so absolutely excited to do this journey now. He's nice, no? Yeah. Okay. We will first learn about the physical dimension, which is posture. I request you to sit tall. How to do this? Just take your hands and put them on your hip bones and just see that you bring your hip bones a little bit forward, almost as if you're leaning forward. Then it's easy to sit straight. When the hip bones goes back like this, then you fall. So bring them forward so that you can sit tall. Then with your shoulders, just roll them back a little bit, like this. Open your hands and place them on the knees. Yeah, now you really, you appear 1 meter taller than you were when you came in. The idea of posture is that when you sit tall, you will be you will be more alert, more concentrated, and this is most important, more open. But when you go like, you will be tired, mental, and constipated. You're laughing, but I'm very serious about this. Especially mentally constipated. The mind gets influenced very much by posture. I would like to show you. Please kindly, in a humble gesture, fold your hands like you do in the Namaste greeting. And please bring your head a little bit down, like a humble position. And feel how you feel. Thank you. Now, take on a proud position. Just putting the chin up. And a little bit like as if you want to pick a quarrel with someone. And notice how you feel. Can you feel how unpleasant you start to feel? Again, let's change into the humble position. Just feel. One feels prayerful, one feels
more serious. Posture, you can now put your arms down. Posture influences our feeling very much. Therefore, sit properly is a very important instruction of for someone who wishes to chant. It's the physical dimension or a foundational principle. The next level is pronunciation. When you you need to learn to pronounce the holy name properly, which entails the activity of both the upper lip and the lower lip. Yeah? I want to now, I'm looking at you because you had a late beginning of your rest yesterday, no? You appear a little tired. Yeah. So I will pronounce with you now the mantra, and I will use the upper and the lower lip. Please watch my lips. I close my eyes because I feel too embarrassed, and if more than 10 people look at my lips, you know. Just watch, huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please continue as I speak to you. Really focus on clear pronunciation. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. At good posture, remember what you learned. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Good. Well, let's finish the mantra. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Now, we have learned something about posture, pronunciation, and now the third P, which is proper listening. For this, I first request you to learn to listen. Listen is, you know, there is a difference between hearing and listening. And seeing and recognizing something. When you listen, you put the mind into it. You put the consciousness into it. When you just hear something, your attention can be 1,000 light years away. When you see, it's just an activity of the optical nerve. But if I recognize, I say, Prabhu, you know, it's something else. I'm using my awareness, my consciousness, and so on. So what I liked you to do is now is sit properly, as you have learned. Just roll your hip bone a little bit forward, and strangely enough, you roll your shoulders back in the opposite direction, and bring your hands to rest. Now, I will produce a few sounds for you, and as you hear those sounds, your task is to recognize the sounds. You don't need to talk anything. You don't need to say, this sound is this, this sound is that. The first is, well, first close your eyes, please, and do a little breathing. Just exhale. And inhale deeply. First task is hear or listen to the sounds in the room around you. There's some sound from the altar. Can you recognize how outside this room people are talking to each other? Chainsaw or a vacuum cleaner. Now I will make another sound. Listen to this sound. Now you will hear a very surprising sound. One moment, it's just coming. Don't look. It's coming now. Just listen. Was not the toilet. It was the thermos. Okay. Now we go into the real exercise. Be in that space, in this meditative posture, and apply all the three things you have heard about. Posture, pronunciation, and hearing. I will chant one time the Hare Krishna mantra alone, and then we will chant it all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continue. Posture, please observe your posture. Sit properly. Continue. Observe your pronunciation. Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Continue. And now listen. Listen very carefully. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Excellent. You're really doing the work. I'm thanking you very much. Now you're ready to go to the next level, which is more difficult. Remember the second? What is it? The mind. We have to now direct and control and focus the mind, which is not so easy. Usually the mind controls us. I will give you an example. Raise your arms in... No, you do it like this. I will give you an example how powerful your mind can be. Cross the fingers like this. The ring finger... middle finger goes over the index finger. And the thumb goes over the ring finger and pinky. And you should now raise your arms to the sky and under no circumstances bring the arms down. No circumstances. It's not possible. Then bring the arms back almost as if there is a friend behind you who takes your hands and pulls them back so that your chest can open and your shoulder blades should touch. I mean, that's don't do this. This will be. Under no circumstances bring your arms down. Even if your mind tells you it's time to bring the arms down, don't do it. I will continue to talk. Now, please straighten your arms a little bit more. You really want to do it in a way where sweat will come, then do it like me, you know, putting it out. And bring it back. And don't listen to the mind, which will tell you, you can't do it. Is your mind telling you it's a strong exercise? Yes. It starts to speak. Good. We want to starve the mind. Let him speak more. Now, it's very important that you bring your arms towards the ceiling. Does the mind say you can't do it? It's impossible? Good. Let him talk. The mind is very powerful. Oh my God. The mind starts talking also, oh, you can't do this. Or are you a fool? Why are you doing this? Don't listen to the mind. Whatever it says, keep your arms up. It's very healthy. For your overall well-being, you will be brilliant, intelligent, totally self-controlled, and so on. You don't listen to the mind, okay? And now more to the ceiling. You are not bringing it to the ceiling there. Much higher, yes. If there's a healthy sweat, that's desired. I think you get the point. The mind talks. Now you can slowly bring it down. Do it slowly. Let your that no arm falls off, you know, and falls to the ground, and then and sit in silence. I think we all can feel how something changed, some energy, some aliveness, some alertness. Okay. You can now listen to me and look at me. My dear devotees, Krishna speaks about the mind in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, one should learn to control it, then only it's a friend. The uncontrolled mind is an enemy. The mind of most of the people is unfortunately an enemy to their spiritual life. It talks to them like a roommate. You know, when we take a room in the college or the university, who never lets us concentrate on our study. He always talks, you are this, you are that, you are not tall enough, you are too small, you are too big, you are too fat, you are too skinny, you are too foolish, really. You will never make it. Psychologists have found out that 33,000 thoughts just go through our mind, and most of them are repetitions. You're not good enough. See, there's another side that no one likes you. And, you know, like this. Even you might have noticed during this journey to Spain, sorry, your mind sometimes tells you that this journey is no good, this Pandavasena trip is no good. At other times it's wonderful, wonderful, the best thing which could happen in my life. It constantly talks. I sometimes say to the people, if I would hook on a loudspeaker to my mind and then have it broadcast the thoughts which it thinks every day, most probably you wouldn't invite me for the Pandavasena camp. Now I can imagine if we put a loudspeaker on Mickey's mind and every thought is just broadcasted, we would say, well, get this madman out of the door. You know, it's any one of us, you know, we think sometimes thoughts which we should not even speak about. You know, they are really, really disgraceful. So the mind is constantly talking and exerts its influence over us. Therefore, if you want to chant properly, you need to be concentrated. Now it's very interesting. The mind usually talks in two languages: the language of the past and the language of the future, not of the present. Oh, this is what happened to me yesterday. Or you repeat what sticks to you from the past, that is your education, your models, your conditionings, your patterns, and so on. It's past. It's from the past. Or the mind talks in the language of the future. Then I will do this, and now it's only two more days or three more days, two more days of Pandavasena. Then I will go to London. Then I will eat apple crumble and cream. And then what will I do next? Then I will buy a new shirt. And then I will go to the bathing swimming club and swim. And then I will meet so-and-so, and he will get on my nerves, but I am now a saint. I will be very tolerant, you know. The mind talks about the future and the past. It's never there at this moment. That's the mind never connects to what really is. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, forget the past, because you can't influence. It's old water which ran down the river. And of the future, don't dream, because you don't know if it will come out. You don't even know if the swimming club will be pleasant for you, or you know, you can plan, but what is about the moment which is with you? The only time which is with you is this moment. Be present. Connect. You are now in a Japa workshop. You heard about the world famous Japa workshops. Now it's your time. Be present. Don't dream. Don't go everywhere. Be present. That's the idea of mind control. And I would like to make a little exercise with you to help you a little bit in this. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you tired? No, good. What we are aiming at is a state of incredibly, let me say, incredible awareness and concentration. Although we will relax a little, our mind will become like a laser beam. That's what we are aiming at. So, kindly sit straight. Like we have done before, exhale, and inhale. Just observe your breath. And now observe how you observe your breath. You breathe in and out, and you are aware that you breathe in and out. You are observing your body inhaling air. You observe how your body exhales the air. Your lungs are almost like a air pumping device which you use to increase the fire in the chimney. But you are not the lungs. You are not the body. You simply observe it. Thoughts are coming and thoughts are going. Let them be. You can imagine to be like a mountain. The coming thoughts to be like clouds passing by. You're not the clouds. Similarly, you're not your thoughts. Maybe in your body there are signs of discomfort. Maybe your leg is a little numb. Observe it. You simply are an observer of your body and mind. Now turn your attention to the heart area and say to yourself, I am eternal. And go deeper. I am an eternal part of Krishna. How does it feel to be an eternal part of Krishna? From this position, we will now chant the Maha Mantra. We will chant one mantra, that means we concentrate on what we chant. We are fully present. There is no disconnection. We are fully connected in the present and we observe how we chant the mantra. I will say it one time alone and then we will chant it all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Continue, please. Hare Krishna. Stick to one mantra. Don't think about the last mantra. And don't think about the other mantras which you will chant. Just one mantra. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very, very much. Now we will come to the last dimension, which is the heart dimension. For this, we are obviously looking at a relationship with Krishna. I request you to open your heart in prayer. Please turn towards the deities, and I will read one of these very first class prayers to you, which will make your heart happy and concentrated. O son of Nanda, O Radharani, king and queen of the country of love, I appeal for your affection. O Shri Shri Radha Govinda Chandra, I am your servant. Deep within myself, I feel that I have some connection with you. I am subordinate to you. But somehow, I am now in adverse circumstances. There are so many enemies in me trying to take me away from you. Therefore, I cannot give my full attention to you and your name. However, at the same time I feel from the deepest place in my heart that you are my only masters. You are my all and everything to me. I know my heart will never be satisfied without your companionship. So I appeal to you. I'm living under unfavorable circumstances. Yes, I'm suffering. Without your grace, I cannot find relief from my present imprisoned conditioning. O Radha Govinda Chandra, King and Queen of the country of love, I appeal for your affection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now please apply everything you have learned so far, posture, pronunciation, proper hearing, being present to the sound vibration, and finally open your heart in a prayerful mood, that is, where you really say, please accept me, Radha Govinda Chandra. Please chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Everybody please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now only the leader. Hare Krishna. No, only one person. That's me. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha Govinda Chanda, Radha Govinda Chanda, Radha Govinda Chanda, Sri Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. So I wish to congratulate you. You absolved your first Japa and Kirtan workshop. We have time for a few short questions, if there are any. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered your question very nicely. In Vidyanagara, there was a Brahmana who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who lamented how offensive he was. He said, I thought there was no Vaishnava in the age of Kali, and I did not have faith in the holy name, so I blasphemed devotees and the holy name. What? And I'm living a miserable life. What can I do now? And Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave a very nice instruction. He said, when you drink poison, then this poison will kill you. The only antidote is to use the same mouth with which you have drunken poison to drink the Amrita nectar medicine. So if you have created offense by blaspheming devotees and the holy name through your mouth, you must use the same mouth now by praising devotees and the holy name. This is the antidote. This will give taste back to you. So, you know, what I have realized in my life, I used to have a very aggressive mouth when I was before Krishna consciousness, because I considered myself a revolutionary. My goal was to burn all of Germany. I was so angry at the materialistic culture. You can't believe. You would not have recognized me. I was really rebellious because I felt I felt the society was a society of cheaters and cheated. I was young, I was foolish, and I was angry. When I came to Krishna consciousness, I had difficulty sometimes to control my emotions and not speak about everything which I felt in a very direct language. And I have a few years back, I have decided to only speak things which are helpful for others, and not give vent to these fleeting or passing emotions. And I've seen my whole life has become very sattvic and very easy. It's so important that we learn how to speak. Don't speak disparagingly about Vaishnavas. That will destroy you. It will be very bad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said it's like drinking with your mouth poison. It's not that the Vaishnava you are offending will be bad, will have a bad result. The result is entirely yours. I want to tell you about experiment which was printed in Psychology Today. There, American scientists investigated the condensate of the human breath. You know, what comes on the glass when you go. No? And they made someone angry, slightly angry, and then asked him to breathe his condensate. And they took this condensate and gave it to a guinea pig. And they found out he died. The guinea pig died from the poison which had accumulated in the condensate. Then they made someone angry for 1 hour. And asked him to repeatedly get his condensate out. And it could kill 84 or 87 guinea pigs. There was enough poison in there. So when you become angry and cause an offense, it's and think where the other person will now get the sauce. Will get, this is as foolish as thinking if you drink a glass of water and you think the other person will get the water. You are, when you becoming angry, producing poison, which will kill you. Now, if you create offenses against someone or against the holy name by talking, is the word disparagingly bad about someone, you'll get a bad reaction. So talk nectar. Oh, like I could, you know, I always say, oh, the Pandava Senas are so good. I don't say they are sometimes sleepy. Oh, now I said it. Now I will get bad reactions, maybe. No problem. An offense would be something more than saying they are sleepy. It would be something which we don't want to think of. And no need. They are wonderful devotees. I mean, it's... Thank you. Yes. Please help me again with your name. Suchi Rani. Yes. I have seen you several times, Suchi Rani. Yes. Please speak. Yeah. The general advice, Suchi Rani, is to chant in a sitting position. Scriptures say prayers and japa, both, should be done in a sitting position. However, when you are tired and maybe sometimes even restless, you have ants in your mind, you know, so restless, then you can walk also, because then you are, whatever aids your concentration should be adopted. But preferable is, it has to do, you know, when you sit like this, you create an energy triangle. I mean, those of you who are into yoga, this posture is very good for concentration and contemplating. Do you find difficulties to sit for a prolonged time? Physical discomfort is there? You might like to do something to bring your, it's called, I think it's called the coccyx thing. Is it called the thing where the Darwinists speculate that there was a tail going from our body? Huh? Tailbone, yes, tailbone. Okay. To bring it a little higher by sitting on something, then it's easier to sit. Because otherwise, when you then it's easier to move that forward and sit straight. Not a question. Okay. Anyone else? Yes, your good name?
Vinay.
Vinay, yes, Vinay.
Vinayji. How do you give then, constructive criticism? Moving over Mickey's point, if you give someone constructive criticism, but then they take it as an offense, is that your fault, or is that?
Yeah, constructive criticism. It may be constructive in your eyes, but they see it as destructive, unfortunately. One has to know a little bit what someone can take. I had to learn this for 40 years. See, I'm a sannyasin in the position that it's expected that I correct sometimes devotees. And I really had to learn how to do this. And I was not always very successful, because sometimes people are so insecure that if you say a little bit thing, they feel less appreciated, and it really goes deep, you know. They will come to you after 3 years. Vinay, on the Pandavasena trip, you said this to me. It's because they are so, you know, they can't see it as constructive criticism, but as a brutal attack. So you have to see a little bit, when does someone want your correction and can take it? Now, if there's someone who just can't take your correction, but you feel he's doing something absolutely wrong, then I would go to someone who is superior to that person and say, I don't know if you noticed, I mean, this devotee has 20 girlfriends at once, you know, and he is doing this and he's misbehaving here. You may observe, and if you find that also true, then maybe you can say something to him, because he won't listen to what I say. He will feel offended, and then it's the end of the conversation. Like this. Mm-hmm. You can correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, again, your good name, please. I'm so bad in remembering names. Devotee? Debauchi? Devanshi. Devanshi, I'm sorry. Devanshi, yes. What are scary eyes? You see, someone is staring at you with who has a. What is scary eyes?
Scary eyes.
Yeah, we feel scared in some way.
No, the eyes she sees are scary in her head.
Aha, you see eyes before you, like looking at you, like a thief would look at you or a murderer would look at you.
It's like Krishna's eye, like as we can see, but it's. Yeah.
Not loving, not pretty, yes, okay, now I understand. Devanshi, this is the process of purification. When you go into a room and clean it, you will find out you will find out how dirty it actually was. So our mind has so much traumatized psychological stuff in it, and when you now purify it and clean it by chanting more than you usually chant, you know, so much we chant, then it's like the the dust comes up and you see it. I had visions when I came to Krishna consciousness. I don't even want to say about, you know, I looked at the deity, and then I saw something else, you know, because the mind was so full with the past experiences and the many movies which one has seen. Have you seen movies in your life? Most probably, isn't it? Like every one of us, yeah. And we see these things, and they are all embedded in our consciousness. They are called sankskaras, impressions, you know. And now you clean them, and now they come out. So just tolerate. Think, I'm not the mind. I'm mind, you can't deceive me. Like when you did this, you know, you felt, your mind told you, if you do this for even 2 seconds more, first the left arm will fall off, then the second arm will fall off, and then you will be handicapped for the rest of your life, you know. That is how, I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but no, it's healthy, it's good, it feels great afterwards, you know. So it's a mind who talks some nonsense. And we have to learn to say no to the mind. That's a difference between a teenager and a mature woman. A teenager accepts everything which is in the mind and is moody, ooh, boom, sometimes this mood, sometimes boom, this mood. And a mature woman is saying, oh yes, oh. Okay, this is a passing cloud, you know. That we all have to learn to maturely deal with our emotions in our mind. If we don't do it, we are lost, you know. So don't worry. This is you are in you know, it's okay. This is what happens when you purify. Just like, have you sometimes, I mean, everybody, I don't want to ask like this, but I remember when I was a boy, I was extremely disorderly in my room, and every month my mother said, you have to clean your room. Because I loved my mother, she was the only person in the world who could tell me, afterwards Prabhupada, but mother was very influential in my life. Then I cleaned the room, and when I started, I thought it was not so bad. But as I was going into the cleaning, my God, I saw this and this. And behind the writing table, a half-eaten apple, ooh, you know, and maybe a dead person. And I'm exaggerating, no dead, you know. And then my mother said, okay, let's inspect your room, how well you did. And then she looked, and then she would always show, but what is about this? Oh, God. And then once she surprised me, she said, now we will look under the carpet. And then we had to clean under the carpet. So when you purify your mind, you will also have to look under the carpet. That what you don't really everyone thinks you're such a cultured person. Devanshi is the best from the best family and the best intellectual and the best in many things. And then you know already, well, yes, I know also some things which I hear. And then when you go under the carpet, then you have to sometimes confront what is where there is still room for improvement. But that's normal. That's, you know, if you want to dance you want to dance in the kingdom of love, you want to be in the association of Radha and Krishna and their associates. So something has to go. I always see it like a helicopter night, like a air balloon. Do we have them in London? Before they can rise, they need to throw some sandbags down. So we also need to throw some of our stuff away. And Krishna helps. He shows us through the association of devotees. That's maybe what you have felt when you were on this Pandava journey. Sometimes you feel extremely exhilarated, but at other times you feel almost as if a mirror is before your head, and you say, oh my God, there's still some room for improvement, isn't it? We feel that, yeah, if we are honest to ourselves. And then it makes us momentarily a little sad even. We don't know, why am I so sad? We are sad because we see, oh, Krishna, I'm really one of those forgetful souls. I have forgotten you for so many long years. But now now something needs to be done. We feel that, and we feel a little sad. But only for a few minutes. After some time, it's gone. This will be our last question. Your good name, please?
Sanjay
Prabhu, okay. Please speak.
Harish Maharaj. Okay, earlier this year I had some difficulty with my chanting. I had some problems at work, and I felt my rounds were going up and down.
Yeah.
It wasn't fixed. What kind of advice would you give to someone who's going through that went through that situation?
When you go, yes, this up and down is unfortunately, it's a level, it's called Anishta Bhakti, or still unsteady devotional service. It goes when you come to Nishta, that is the platform of steadiness, and that comes through spiritual practice. First you have faith, then you have the association of devotees, then you hear in the association how to engage in devotional services, but you still notice, oh, I have so many unwanted things which make me flickering up and down. So then as you advance further, you come to the platform of Nishta Bhakti, steady, where you learn to control your mind and your emotions. Now, this is the regular path, and this is the scientific process of Krishna consciousness, but I will say it's something which is easier for you. When you chant Sanjay, please do the following meditation. Just theoretically accept that Radha and Krishna are there and watching you. And as you do this, you will become more mindful how you are. Isn't it? Sometimes I see this with sometimes my servants. They chant and then they see that I'm coming and immediately they go sit properly. They look extremely meditative to make sure the right impression is created. And then when I'm gone, they go. And, you know, because this is how we are as human beings. We want to look good in the eyes of others. That is how we are. You know, human. So what to do? My suggestion is just, since we have this tendency, just think, well, Radha and Krishna are there. They are there in the holy name. And then, you shape up. Okay, I don't want to look bad like the utmost beginner in spiritual life. Let me, you know, I will show I care. Good, my dear devotees. I thank you very much for being so much present. It's coming to the close, and we are a little bit more tired and from the dancing more exhausted than usual. No problem. You did excellent. Please take good care of yourself and be ready for the... when do we start again? 7:30. I hope to see you all in good shape. Oh my God, is it true? No, it's only 6 o'clock. We have 1.5 hours free time. All the best. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All of you at Kijay.